climate scientists have implored building owners, especially those which house large numbers of people like schools, churches and malls, to ensure that lightning arrestors are installed to avoid catastrophes related to lightning. This comes days after the Office of the Prime Minister, together with the Directorate of Meteorological Department in the Ministry of Water and Environment, issued an advisory for the last week of February. The advisory predicts flash floods in low-lying and flood-prone areas, urban flooding, especially in towns and cities, transport and business disruptions. The warning also comes amid rising cases of lightning, the most recent being the two pupils of St. Mary's Primary School, Chamhunga, who were tragically struck dead by lightning on Friday. Dr. Sol Dumba is a climate change and environmental science specialist from Makerere University.
The do's and don'ts of lightning. One, the do's, make sure you have a lightning arrestor on a building. But most importantly, public buildings, churches, buildings which have very many people. Because if a lightning passes through that building, the impacts are huge and unbearable. The next bill is have trees around our buildings so that we safeguard, especially when it is raining. That is a very, very good thing to have. But the don'ts, do not try to minimize, to take shelter under a tree when it is raining. It's very dangerous because lightning will pass through that tree, but if it finds you there also, you will be burnt. Minimize the tree.